From Washington, this is VOA News. Ira Melman reporting there are questions about a claim of responsibility for a terrorist attack in Yemen. Suicide bombers attacked a pair of mosques Friday in the Yemeni capital, unleashing monstrous blasts that ripped through worshippers and killed 137 people in the deadliest assault yet, targeting Shiite rebels who have taken over large parts of the rapidly fragmenting nation. At least 13 children were among the dead. A purported affiliate of the Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the bombings, which also wounded 357 people, raising the alarming possibility the extremist group has expanded its presence into Yemen after already setting up a branch in Libya. White House spokesman here in Washington, Josh Earnest, would not confirm those claims.
We cannot at this point confirm the veracity of the claim of these extremists that they are affiliated with the Islamic State. We have seen these kinds of claims in the past from other extremist groups. It does appear that these kinds of claims are often made for a perception that they have, that it benefits their propaganda efforts.
Whether or not Islamic State was actually behind the attacks, one U.S. official told VOA Friday, Islamic State seems to be quite liberal in taking responsibility for such attacks. Hundreds of Tunisians marched through the capital of Tunis Friday, not only marking the 59th anniversary of the country's independence from France, but also rallying against terrorism 2 days after a deadly attack on Tunisia's National Museum. Most of the 20 people killed in the massacre were foreign tourists. This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani spoke to the country Saturday, a day after nuclear talks between Iran and world powers, including the U.S., broke off, allowing the Iranian delegation to return home following the death of the president's mother. Mr. Rouhani said in the taped televised address to commemorate Nowruz, the Persian New Year, that foreign powers have learned that the best way to deal with Iran is with respect instead of threats and sanctions. He said world countries and big powers have realized that threats and sanctions are ineffective, and the correct approach is to show understanding, agreement, and respect toward the Iranian nation. He said, we've stabilized the nuclear rights of this nation. We've broken apart the organization of sanctions, and this nation will be successful in achieving its lofty goals. The parties had been meeting in Lausanne, Switzerland. Iran's news agency reported the negotiations will resume Wednesday, but the U.S. State Department gave no information Friday on where and exactly when the talks will start up again. Soldiers from Niger and Chad, who liberated the Nigerian town of Damasak from Boko Haram militants, have discovered the bodies of at least 70 people, many with their throats slit, all scattered under a bridge. A report from Reuters said that in what appeared to be an execution site for the Islamist group, the bodies were strewn beneath the concrete bridge on one of the main roads leading out of the town. The bodies were partially mummified by the dry desert air, while grass had begun to grow around the corpses, suggesting that the killings had taken place some time ago. Boko Haram has killed thousands of people in a 6-year insurgency aimed at establishing an Islamic caliphate in northeastern Nigeria. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama is calling on Cambodian students to stay in school and take advantage of their education to demand greater freedoms in their Southeast Asian country. Cambodia has been ruled for 30 years by Strongman Hun Sen, the prime minister whose wife, Bun Rani, joined Mrs. Obama on her visit Saturday to the northern city of Siem Reap. Mrs. Obama is on a 5-day trip to Asia to promote the U.S.-led education initiative, Let Girls Learn, which she and the president announced earlier this month. The community-based program to be run by the Peace Corps is meant to help get 62 million girls around the developing world back into classrooms. Dozens of aging U.S. veterans gathered on the tiny barren island of Iwo Jima Saturday to mark one of the bloodiest and most iconic battles of World War II. It took place 70 years ago. The vets, many in their early 90s, some in wheelchairs, toured the black sand beaches where they invaded the deeply dug-in forces of the island's Japanese defenders.
That's the latest world news from VOA.